Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So last week we talked a little bit about grace alone, how we are saved by God's grace, that is his disposition of love and care towards us alone. There's nothing else that can save us other than God's grace by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. But there's other parts of the scripture that we confess when it comes to having knowledge about our faith, about our salvation, about the things that we believe, teach, and confess. Those things are all drawn from the scripture. So we talk about scripture alone being the guiding rule of our faith. So the scriptures alone are our information, are our source, are of our teachings, how we should believe, how we should confess. The scripture alone is what brings and works faith towards somebody and in somebody. It is what brings people to faith. So St. Paul talks about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We're talking about the Holy Scriptures there. But then comes the problem. Although we believe that faith comes by hearing alone, that faith is brought by the Scriptures alone, through Christ alone, not everyone believes. And that's kind of hard. That's difficult. And as I mentioned last week, over years of doing different mission work in different towns across Illinois and other parts of the country, it can be difficult to have a lot of rejection, especially when you're going door to door and you're going out and witnessing your faith to other people. It can be a little bit challenging when you always are hearing people deny faith, deny Jesus, deny any existence of any sort of God. Our parable today, the parable of the sower, helps us understand a little bit about it. That while, yes, faith comes by hearing, and faith comes through the scripture, and the scriptures help us learn and grow in that faith, sometimes it doesn't always seem to work. But that's not necessarily any fault of God's. It's no fault of the preacher. It's no fault of the Word of God. You know, I hear that a lot. I hear people say, well, the Word doesn't seem to be as powerful as it used to be. That's false. That is a false teaching if you look at Isaiah, what our Old Testament reading today. The Word of God never returns void. The Word of God preached always does something in the hearts of believers, sometimes also in the hearts of non-believers as well. And we have to be really careful when we start speaking that way because we're saying something false against the Scriptures, and we confess the Scriptures alone teach us what to believe and teach us our faith. Now, the parable of the sower, it's a well-known parable. You'd probably be familiar with it, right? A sower goes out to sow. But in this world, there are two contrary sowers. After God had created the heavens and the earth and everything in them, after he created man in his own image and with divine righteousness, perfect love, when man's heart was perfectly good soil, the devil sowed seeds of doubt and unbelief. It took root and immediately bore the fruit of death. And that's the problem that we've been in ever since. There was now a broken relationship between God and man. Now there was a wall, there was a dividing hostility between God, who is perfectly good and righteous, and man, who has this growing inclination towards sin. The effects of what we call original sin. Man falls into sin, it loses the image of God. And the thistles and the thorns try to choke man and faith out. Man doesn't want to listen to God anymore. He is turned against God. This is the reason for all the different soils that Jesus preaches about in the parable. No one born according to man's nature would be exempt from death-causing sin. And it's in all of us. This is why the scriptures are so utterly important, because it's only through them that we can have the clarity to see through the weeds, to see where the rocks are, and to know when the devil tries to come and snatch the word of God away from us. But thanks be to God, immediately after the fall, God made a promise and became a sower himself. He became a sower of another seed, a seed that has that promise that sin's consequence, eternal damnation, would be paid for. that one day by the seed of a woman would the devil would be crushed and would be ended, that he would overcome the world, and that he would give new birth to all flesh. And so down through the ages, both sowers continue to sow. One sowed the evil, false belief, despair, another great shame and vice, and another sowed life and hope and salvation. Both sowers faced off when the promise was fulfilled, when the Son of God was born in the flesh. Jesus came to preach the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The good news, the gospel, that God loved all people, despite the original sin and the ongoing rebellion, despite the weeds, despite the rocks, despite the paths, he loved all, for God so loved the world. Thanks be to God that Jesus himself gives us the key to the sower, that we understand it now. He actually interprets the parable. It's one of the only parables that Jesus interprets. It isn't left to doubt or speculation. It's a good thing, he told us, because we might mistakenly think that the seeds are representative of people. That people go out and people are the ones who are planted and they don't always grow. But here in the sower, the parable, the seed is the word of God, Jesus tells us. That is the word of God made flesh. That is the word of God, Jesus, who came in to preach the gospel in our world to a lost and broken people. The point is that Christ sows the seed with absolutely reckless abandon. He gives his life for the life of the world. Doesn't matter. The word of God goes out to everyone. No one's left out of the proclamation that God has fulfilled his promise to come into the world and save sinners like you and I. That God loves the world. Doesn't matter if the hearts are hardened against God. Doesn't matter if they're not capable of supporting growth, or even if the hearts are in thorny, thistly weed fields. The seed's good, and it does what good seed does. It grows. It falls in the ground where it goes, and when it's sown, and it grows. It's not a parable of what kind of conditions are best for mission work, what people are most conducive to receiving the word. It's a parable about the generosity and superabundance of the gospel, and a warning to all who would hear the word of God and either reject it out of hand or allow the word of God to be snuffed out. The good soil is faith. Faith is the only disposition that receives the word of God and believes it. It's only by faith that you can read the Holy Scriptures and believe what they say. It's only by faith that you can look at the Holy Scriptures and say it is by the Scriptures alone that we know what we believe, teach, and confess. Because there are weeds out there. There are a whole bunch of different problems. There are other things out there that try to snuff that Word of God out. And unless we're aware of the Word of God and we know what it says and we know what it teaches, unless we're aware of these things, it can snuff out your faith. But therein lies the problem. So oftentimes we treat the Scriptures as if they don't really matter that much, as if they're just some sort of stories about how to live a better life, as if they're just some sort of stories about how to be good, how to be moral, how to do the right thing. As if it's just a whole bunch of stories to show us how other people live so we can just imitate their lives. These are all things that are in the Bible. But it's really about Jesus. First and foremost, it is about Jesus for you. And it is that confession, that understanding of the Word of God that drives us deeper into the Scriptures, that drives us deeper into God's Word, so that we can understand it and believe it by faith. The danger is a lot of us turn a blind eye to the Scriptures as if it doesn't matter. There's never been another time in the entire world where you have had so much access to the Bible. You can put it on your phone. My phone reads my Bible to me. I just hit the button, hit play, it goes, it reads it. You can come to church Not just here on Sunday. You can come on chapel. You can come to Bible study. And go be with your friends and family in the Word of God. And yet we choose not to. Because it's not engaging enough, or it's not fun enough, or any of these type of things. These are all excuses. These are all weeds that choke out the Word of God because we choose not to listen to it. And then when we do hear it, a lot of times we try to make excuses for it. Well, that was written a long time ago. It doesn't apply today. Well, that's not exactly how I understand it, so it doesn't work that way. This is the danger of the different soils that can be planted in. But the seed is still good. The seed is still the Word of God, and it never returns void. The more that you are in the Holy Scriptures and hearing the stories, the more that you are looking for Jesus within them, the more you see your salvation and what God has done for you, the more that faith grows. But it's not because of what you do, it's because of what that seed does on its own. It grows. We confess the Scriptures alone are what bring us to faith. We express that the Scriptures alone give us life. If that book is that important, I think we should probably tend to it a little bit more in our lives. Having heard about grace alone and the Scriptures alone, next week we will turn our attention to kind of the binding glue of all of this that you've heard in each sermon. But it will turn our attention to the binding stuff, and that's faith alone. We'll hear more about that next week. Amen.